This is 91.3 WESM, public radio from the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. I'm Brian Daniels, interim general manager, and I am very pleased and happy to be interviewing a couple members from the Dayton Contemporary Dance Company. With me here today, we have Michael Green and Carrion Blair. Thank you very much for joining us. We certainly do appreciate it. And tell us a little bit about the history of the dance company.
Thank you so much for having us. Dayton Contemporary Dance Company, or DCDC, was founded by Ms. Geraldine Blunden in Dayton, Ohio in 1968.
Okay.
It's the only African-American-based company of its kind in the Midwest.
Wow.
So, or in Dayton, Ohio. So we're coming up on our 50th anniversary.
Wow.
In a couple years. So
Wow.
We've been around for some time, and we do all types of dance. We do ballet, modern, contemporary, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We do some jazz. We do some traditional African.
Mm-hmm.
We've even had some tap pieces.
Okay. I just want to point out to our listeners that all of you are going to be performing right here at the University of Maryland Eastern Shore tomorrow evening.
Mm-hmm.
So what can people expect when they come to meet you?
We are just normal people. You know, there's this idea that we're something like amazing, but we are just, you know, normal people. We love our Diet Coke. We love our candy. We love all that type of stuff. And we really enjoy the energy of our audience. So to see them in person and hear from them is special to us.
Okay.
It breaks down that wall, the barrier. So we enjoy those moments of just being able to get out there and chill with people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, let me start with you, Michael. How long have you been dancing, and when did you know that this was something that was your calling, more or less?
I have been dancing since I was about 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until about 11 or 12 that I realized it could be a career. And actually, it was the exact opposite of what I'm doing now.
Really?
I originally wanted to be in like a ballet company.
Okay.
Something like New York City Ballet or something like that. But I landed on this audition and did it, got the job that night.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to myself, you know, when they give you a job like that, you better go take it, boy. Go and do it. And so I went and did it, struggled for a couple of years trying to make sure this was it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's stuck with me for 10 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, how about you, Carrie?
I started dancing, I think I was around 5 or 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know when I guess when it became my career, I knew then, but I know I always loved dancing. I graduated from Howard University with a BFA in dance arts and a minor in theater administration. So I've been dancing for a long time. And
wow.
Just like Michael, I auditioned. But unlike Michael, I was put in the pre-professional company, our DCDC2. Which is the training company. I did that for 2 seasons. Then I took a break, and then I was offered a contract
with
the first company. So,
and
this is my 5th year.
Your 5th year. Mm-hmm. And you, Michael?
10th year.
10th year.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
This tour that you're on now is part of the HBCU initiative that you've got going on. Can you guys tell us a little bit more about that?
It is a way for us to bring art to communities that normally wouldn't get this type of dance, and especially seeing a lot of Black bodies on stage moving in unison and moving in such passionate ways. That's what this tour is about, is to be able to show that you can do what you aspire to do, and you can do it well, not just, you know, we put it together yesterday and did it, but we really focus in and really develop our bodies to do it extremely well. It's so beautiful.
Okay. And as a graduate of a HBCU, like Michael said, it's just so important to see another side of the Black dancing body, right? Because we live in a TV show world, and some of that is okay. We see on TV. However, there's another side. There are people who look like you who train for this, right? They don't just wake up and can do 3 turns or a cartwheel or whatever. They dedicate their lives to being able to train and perform in a way that's very rigorous And it's not just, it is fun, but it's not just for fun. This is our job.
Right.
And it can be your job if you want to, or you can just be a patron, because we always need patrons.
Well, that works pretty well. Now, speaking of outreach, I understand also that the DCDC has a few other outreach programs for K through 12, Women in Motion. Talk about that one for a minute for me.
Oh, yeah. Women in Motion is a... I think it's a fairly new initiative that we've started this season, and it's for women of all ages, but it meets every Thursday, one Thursday every month, excuse me, at our studio spaces. And there is an expert that comes in and just helps women to develop their lives. So we'll have a finance expert come in, we'll have a faith-based spiritual leader come in, and they'll kind of give their spiel or help the women one-on-one if they have any questions. And then, of course, there's the motion part, because we are DCDC. And it's just a way to not sit on the couch and just watch TV and eat potato chips all the time. While that has its place, because that's can be relaxing, but we are trying to encourage people to get up and move, to have healthier bodies, healthier spirits, and healthier lives.
Yeah, and looking at the two of you, I mean, obviously, you know, you're very fit people, and you have to be for this type of career and everything. So just break it down for me for a minute. A day in the life of a dancer. What is your routine? Don't laugh, man.
I only laugh because I am particularly abnormal. You know, a normal dancer is probably, and I say this because I'm not, you know, eating really, really healthy from the time they wake up to the time they go to bed. They monitor everything. They keep it controlled.
Okay.
I wake up and I'm like, oh, let's have, you know, bacon today. And we'll have like a pound of bacon, because that's fun. And then for lunch, we'll have two hamburgers. And then we'll end up with dinner with, you know, some sort of mega salad and something or another. But, you know, I do running. Like, all sorts of things. But our typical day for our company, we start our day at about 8:45 is when we have to be in the studio ready to go and start working. We have 9 o'clock conditioning, where we get our physical fitness in, training, cross training. You can go run in the gym or whatever you need to do to get your day started. Then we go into class, where we have class every day, well, except for Saturdays. And that's usually an hour and a half class. Then we go into our rehearsal process, and we have a 2.5 hour block rehearsal, and we have a lunch, and we go back into another 2.5 hour block of rehearsal. And then if there happens to be a show that evening, we get onto the show, you know, as it keeps us pretty intensely trained, like very regimented. In fact, when we're off, we're like, oh my gosh, I'm off, but I still am on the schedule. I don't know why.
So it's very, very ingrained into you. So.
Yes, yes.
Okay, wow. Yeah. Man, you guys have a very, very full life. That's good, actually. So let's talk about also the performance for tomorrow evening, Young, Gifted, and Black. Could you tell me, well, first of all, explain the title.
I think the title can mean whatever it means to you, wherever you are in your life at the moment. For the company, we're trying to, like we said earlier, portray what the company's mission is. So the company's mission and vision is to provide to any and all communities that will accept the high caliber of art that we do from an African American perspective. So that's what you'll see tomorrow. We have a couple, the opening piece is called Shed by choreographer Keisha LaLama, and it's basically about shedding insecurities. We can all relate to that.
Sure, sure.
The second piece is Unresolved, which is a duet, a man and a woman duet, and that's choreographed by Shauna Hickman Matlock, who is a former DCDC dancer, but now is the director of education at DCDC.
Okay.
So she puts together a lot of our education and outreach things. And that duet is just basically about a love relationship that is unresolved. And we know what that means.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, then we have the third piece is The Story Unfolds, which is with four women. Mm-hmm. And that's choreographed by William B. McClellan Jr., who is passed on now, but he was a DCDC dancer for 10 years as well.
Okay.
And that's just about, that's about love connections as well. Each woman has their own connection with themselves and their partner or their ex-partner.
Mm.
Okay. And then the last piece is In My Father's House, which is a gospel work. We'll be doing four sections from that. And that is choreographed by our one and only Debbie Blunden Diggs, who is our artistic director.
Okay.
So, and that's set to the music of Kirk Franklin. Yeah.
Wow. So. This sounds like some really, really exciting work. So in the time that you both have been with the company, how much traveling have you done?
We've done an extensive amount of traveling. Our company, in the history of it, has touched on almost all 50 states and has traveled internationally. Since I've been in the company, I have gone to Chile and also to China and with a brief stint in Korea.
Oh,
so
wow.
We do travel internationally. We travel everywhere. Anywhere that they want dance to be brought to, we will bring it. If it's a swamp somewhere, we will go there.
Yeah.
If it is, you know, a sky rise somewhere in the middle and you know, we're hanging over a side of a building, we'll figure out how to make it work. We might be a little scared, but we'll figure it out.
Wow. All right. I would just like to remind our listeners that the performance, again, is right here at the University of Maryland Eastern Shore in Princess Anne. It's going to be held at the Ella Fitzgerald Center for the Performing Arts.
Yes.
Starting at 6 o'clock, you'll have an opportunity to meet people like Carrie Ann and Michael and the other members of the dance company.
Mm-hmm.
And at 7 o'clock is the performance, and the performance is free and open to the public.
Yes,
yes.
So, bring a friend.
So,
bring several friends.
Yeah, but I am certainly looking forward to the performance tomorrow night, and I certainly hope that many of the people out here listening right now will be just as excited to do the same. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank
we do
you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.